Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914. Page 106, visible translated text is as follows. Redirect examination. The pencils are painted on the third floor. There isn't any paint used at all in the factory, only in the polishing room, except on the third floor. B.B. Hazlitt, sworn for the state. I went to Mr. Frank's house Monday morning after the murder, about 7 o'clock. I went out there and got him and took him to the station house. He was at the station house 2 or 3 hours. I told him Chief Lanford wanted to see him. Cross-examination. I saw Mr. Rosser and Mr. Haas at the station house about 8:30 or 9 o'clock. Mr. Black and I both went out for Mr. Frank Monday morning. We took him to the station house and turned him over to Chief Lanford. They had Mr. Frank in there and a half dozen detectives, and Mr. Haas, and you were there. When we went out to Mr. Frank's house, he went with us. As to whether he had to go or not, I suppose if he had resisted, we would have taken him. It was not a question as to whether he wanted to go or not, but he didn't know he had to go. As to why two of us went out after him, two of us generally go together after anybody, because if you don't go voluntarily, he would go anyhow. We would take him. F. Holloway, sworn for the state. I am day watchman at the National Pencil Factory, worked there 2 years. I was there on April 26th, from 6:30 a.m. till 11:45. I look after the elevator and freight that come in and out and people that come in and out. As to what I did to the elevator on that Saturday, I didn't do anything except that when Mr. White and Mr. Denham were working on the top floor, I started the elevator up and ripped up a plank for them. The elevator was locked when I sawed that plank for them, but when I left, it was unlocked. I locked it Friday night when I left there, but I went off from there Saturday and forgot to lock it. When I made that affidavit for you on May 12th, 1913, I forgot to tell you that I did some sawing for Mr. White and Mr. Denham. The elevator was standing on the office floor when I left there Saturday. I left it standing right there. I had done some sawing for Mr. White and Mr. Denham just before I left, and in talking to them, I went off and forgot to lock it. An affidavit signed May 12, 1913, in presence of Starnes, Campbell, and others, in answer to question, is the power box left locked or unlocked? I will say I locked it Friday when I left there. I don't remember saying in this affidavit that if the elevator box was kept unlocked on account of insurance companies requiring it, that I never heard of it. They always told me to lock it. I don't remember any questions being asked me about any keys. I read and signed my name to that paper before I signed it. I don't remember stating,